Look, I'll be honest, wasn't that rosy in this time last year, or certainly towards March and April, when our 70 staff, the work dropped off, the businesses closed up, and we couldn't have the people on the sites. It was tough. Thankfully, we were able to get JobKeeper, and we were able to hold on to those staff through that period. As the year progressed on, certainly by the time we got to the middle and the latter part of the year, the tender started to come out. It was a lot rosier, and we were able to pick up work and get those people back out onto the jobs and retain our staff. That was the big thing for us, to retain our staff. Have a bit of acceptance of the good people that we've got around us, and go on and do some building, which is what we like to do. Good outcome from our point of view.
There are around 10,000 small and medium-sized businesses in this electorate, and it's a great pleasure to be here at MeetCon with Tim and his family, who are employing 70 Tasmanians here. And as Tim just said, it was a really tough time last year. But JobKeeper came to the rescue, where the vast majority of their staff were on JobKeeper. Now MeetCon is a graduate of JobKeeper, no longer requiring that income support. In fact, it's going from strength to strength, and it's so pleasing to hear that there are 14 apprentices like Elsie here, as well as they've taken on 4 new apprentices this year with the benefit of the government's 50% wage subsidy for apprentices. So this is a real strength across the country, where the jobs are coming back, particularly in the construction industry. And MeetCon is involved in residential and commercial construction. We have seen across Tasmania residential construction jump by 9.8% in the December quarter. We've seen house prices up across Tasmania, 11% up year on year, and today the nation got some more positive data on housing prices with their biggest increase since 2012. That is quite amazing to think that it's been that many years since we've seen such a strong performance. In fact, it's the early 2000s. 2003 that we've seen such a strong performance. Well, across the economy of Tasmania, we are seeing the jobs coming back. There were 35,000 people in Tasmania who either lost their jobs or saw their working hours reduced to zero at the start of this crisis. And now the unemployment rate has fallen in Tasmania to 5.9%. The lowest across the country. In fact, Tasmania had the highest unemployment rate at 8.2% last year. So it's been a remarkable turnaround here in Tasmania, and the Morrison government's direct economic support, which has totaled more than $2 billion, has made its way across the state. That's the JobKeeper program, the cash flow boost, the home builder program. We've seen more than 2,500 applications here in Tasmania for the home builder program. And of course, the income tax cuts are still flowing through, as well as other business investment incentives. So the economic outlook here in Tasmania is very bright. It's very pleasing to see the unemployment rate come down. We've still got a long way to go. We know it's going to be a bumpy road ahead. But with the Morrison government's and the Gutwin government's support for the people of Tasmania, we're very optimistic and hopeful for the future.
Treasurer, with the job seeker announcement you made last week, there's been a lot of criticism of it. $50 a fortnight, a lot of people saying it's not enough. Is that open to further review, or do we have to wait? Will there be something in the next budget? Did you expect that sort of reaction?
Well, the $50 a fortnight increase is going to cost the budget $9 billion. And this is the single largest increase to the base rate since 1986. And you will now see the job seeker rate at about 41% of the minimum wage. That's back to where it was in the 2000s. What we've always got to do with the job seeker payment is get the balance right, provide that support that is needed to those who are out of work, but also to provide ensure their incentives are there for those people to move into the workforce where the jobs are becoming available. And we're now starting to see those jobs becoming available. So that's a significant announcement that we made with the Job Seeker payment. But the best thing we can do for the people on Job Seeker is to see them get back into work. And that's why we've got the JobMaker hiring credit, that's why we've got the tax cuts, that's why we've got the home builder program, as well as a number of other incentives to help people back into work.
Well, in Tasmania there's 17 job applicants for every job, so is this going to support the other 16?
Well, the key focus here in Tasmania is the unemployment rate's come down to 5.9%, so it's trending in the right direction here in Tasmania, and our other support programs will help people get back into work. Our focus is on creating jobs, and that's what we're seeing. Around 94% of the 1.3 million Australians who either lost their jobs or saw their working hours reduced to zero at the start of this crisis are now back at work. That's a very good sign.
I know you've said with the JobKeeper payment that you wouldn't ask companies to pay back if they'd been making a profit, but then you see businesses like Harvey Norman that have made a huge profit. Why can't you ask them for some of that money back?
Well, firstly, we welcome any decisions by companies to repay their JobKeeper payments. But the laws were set out when we passed that piece of legislation for the JobKeeper payment. Businesses received JobKeeper on the understanding of the law as it was. You're asking me to retrospectively change the law, which is not what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Because businesses made decisions to receive JobKeeper and then as a result to keep staff on, which has helped retain hundreds of thousands of jobs across the community. The RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, has said around 700,000 Australians have kept their jobs as a result of the JobKeeper payment. It's been a remarkable program. The Australian Audit Office has done a fundamental or a comprehensive audit of the work of the ATO in responding to COVID, and it has said it's been an effective manager of the risks with the rollout of those programs. So JobKeeper has helped save jobs. That's what it was intended to do. You remember back at the time when the crisis first hit, there was fear across our community. There were tens, indeed hundreds of thousands of our fellow Australians lining up outside Centrelink offices. And JobKeeper was that lifeline to those businesses and to their staff. And so it's done a remarkable job. At its peak, it was supporting more than 3.6 million Australians. We have now seen well over 2 million Australians graduate off JobKeeper.
I'd like to ask you one more on Facebook. Yes. The deal was done last week. We don't know the details of it. When is that going to be revealed, or will it not be revealed? And is there a risk that it could happen again?
Well, it's very clear about that process. There is now law that has passed the Parliament, world-leading legislation, that will see the digital giants pay the Australian media businesses for generating original content. And it has been the subject of a lot of international attention. In the case of both Facebook and Google, they have proceeded to enter into good faith negotiations with Australian news media businesses. It was very pleasing to see Google announce progress and deals out of those discussions with Channel 7, with Channel 9, with News Limited, with The Guardian, and with some of the smaller players as well. Facebook have announced a letter of intent with Channel 7. I understand that more negotiations are underway. This is a really important area of reform. It's been based on the hard work of the ACCC over a number of years, substantial consultation and negotiation with the stakeholders. It's fair to say Google and Facebook never wanted this legislation to start with, but the fact that it has passed the law means that they're now entering into these negotiations and agreements, and that's a positive development.
Still waiting for a phone call from Mark Zuckerberg to tell me how much he's going to pay me for my content, but I haven't got one yet, so we'll see what happens, eh?
Well, again, we've set a threshold in the legislation for the businesses to which the code applies. There's also a designation process by the Treasurer based on the commercial deals that are put in place, but also the unequal bargaining position. My message to both Mark and Sundar at Facebook and Google was to go out and seek these commercial agreements and to enter into these good faith negotiations. They both committed to paying for Australian media content, and that's a really good outcome, because our focus all along has been about sustaining public interest journalism in this country.